This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, March after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today is going to be an open line Tuesday. That means you can actually call in and talk about what you want to call about, right? You can talk about what is trending in the news, what is trending in social media, and I'll be happy to engage you and entertain your conversation. The numbers to call today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 54259, and of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, the number is 242-300-5720, and if you decide to text me, the number is 422-4796. Of course, like usual, when I do have an open line, I always have one or two things I want to hash out to bring to the fore to have your opinion on it, and I'll be happy to do that. But today's conversation is about you, right? It's about what you think, what you said, man. The media is not covering. The media is not saying anything about it. I want to express my concerns. I want to congratulate the government, the opposition, the church, schools. I want to say something positive. I want to talk about what the situation is. What I want to talk about. I see the phone line. But what I want to talk about is campaign reform. Political campaign reform. I personally, me, C.A. Nuri, don't believe it's going to happen anytime soon. I have no confidence that any administration is going to bring about political campaign reform, right? And the reason why, this is what I'm saying. I have seen a bus that is wrapped, politically wrapped, with the politician face and colors, that this bus to import in the Bahamas, because it's a brand new bus, is a minimum of about $200,000. It's a high-end bus, right? And mind you, the person who owns the bus can afford it, right? So that doesn't bother me that he used his own money to import this bus and wrapped it and have it for a political vehicle. That didn't bother me. But then I start noticing that a number of other politicians are buying small cars and having them wrap ATVs. I'm learning that new phrase now, ATVs, them small vehicles. And not just one and two, no, like they like a whole contingent with 12. And I'm watching this and say, these things cost money. And I'm trying to budget in my mind, because I'm not no mathematician. I don't necessarily understand or appreciate how much these things cost. But I'm starting looking at the buildings they're building, the headquarters, the staffing. Started looking at the paraphernalia. And I understand that political parties get donations. I like donations. I understand that donations is coming to millions of dollars. But I assume when the parties receive donations, the people who are donating is asked for favors. I think that's how it's going. I don't think people give away money for free. Does that happen still? I say, man, y'all seem to be a good political party. You seem to be a good person vying for a political position. I shall give you there's $300,000. Who's giving away $300,000? I can understand $5,000, because that's pocket change for some people. I can understand $20,000 from a business, because that's still pocket change at expense for a business. But when I see the things that these people are doing, right? And when one political, and I mind you, by the end of the show, I might call their names, because I try not to call their names. Erkins be listening to me nowadays, right? I see one political person pave a whole road out of his own money. And I'm saying, I wonder how much it costs to pave a road. Right? And not just one road, one street, like multiple streets. And I said, that's a lot of money to spend to get a $28,000 job. Why are you spending so much of your own money? And again, I said, perhaps it's donations. Somebody donated the tar, the equipment. And again, I asked, if they donate these things, do they expect something in return? I see in politicians on social media fixing entire parks, the public park, you know, not no private park, the government park. They erecting swings, slides, they're cutting the grass, right? And I say, who paying for these things? I see one person erected a lamp pole. Lamp poles, put an S at the end of that. With lights. And I thought governments do these things. Who paying for these things? Right? And that's what I want to have a conversation. Is there a need for a political campaign reform? Because I brought the conversation up. We're playing, this is a good thing. Things are being done in the community and we must be grateful. That's our mindset. That's the Bohemian mindset. When you bring things to the fore, something is kind of odd about this, right? And we need to address this so we can have a better Bahamas. They get on the defensive quick and mash you down saying, how dare you ask such questions? Let's go to this caller so I can continue this conversation. Guardian Radio AM caller, you're live. Let's see
you. Great show, you should see. How you doing?
I'm doing well, you know.
Okay, yeah, two things I want to talk about, right? One, that's why we can't have campaign reform, right, based on the fact that you need funds to pave these roads, right? You're doing these things for free?
The government
not
paved the road.
Free.
Who's supposed to pave the road?
Yeah, okay. When they pave the roads, right, the money have to come from somewhere. They will get it from outside help to assist with the funding to pave the roads and do other things, fix people's houses and stuff, right? Obviously, the people going to want something in return. Not in life for free. What you think they want, see? Evidently, they're going to want something, a back pay for it or kickback. Second thing I want to mention, right? I'm super surprised that a lot of people are not talking on the radio about how high their light bill is going to be in the upcoming months because of the war and everything and the oil prices going up. Every summer, what monopolized the headlines is the heightened of electricity bill and BPL keep on shutting off. What you think going to happen because of all these high in oil prices and everything? It could be problematic. But given that you're wondering, like Leslie say, summertime coming, you can sweat. Because you didn't make preparations for what's going to happen. You see what's going on in the States? Gas prices are already, what, $3.60 in the States? So how are you drinking beer?
So let me ask you this. Who should be having this conversation? I would assume that our government would have a plan. Say, if this, let's have a 3-month plan, a 6-month plan, a year plan, a 2-year plan, based on this war.
Honestly, I don't think the government could actually have a plan, right? Because, okay, if you read the international headlines, right, they are now making the war about energy. They're blowing up the fuel supplies. All the oil refineries. So what you think of them? They intentionally doing it so the price to heighten the prices in oil to disrupt the economy. You know they're going to affect us? Obviously going to affect us. But obviously us as Bahamians, right, we always think that world problems don't affect us, that we are immune to world problems. That's our downfall. That's our Achilles heel. We operate in a bubble. The actual world does not affect us. That's our downfall in life right there.
I appreciate you, caller. I am concerned. I heard you said that perhaps our government can't do anything about what's happening internationally. I beg to differ. I think we need to have a strategic plan on where alternative places to get oil, alternative places to purchase goods, and have that national conversation, make the Bahamian people aware that maybe, perhaps some challenging times are ahead, but we are having some countermeasures in case things go awry, right? I'm even concerned about Cuba. I'm going to bring that up as part of the conversation. Cuba is going through some challenging times, right? The blockade. The blockade is one of the worst blockades they had in a while, especially during this oil. I wouldn't say the system is collapsing, but they have streams of blackouts. This will impact a number of persons who go to Cuba to seek medical attention, right? They go to Cuba to seek medical attention, but the hospitals are closed because there's a blackout. Those who would have gone for Cuba for whatever trading goods or recreation and having families there and they need their U.S. money, they can't go because there's no electricity. It's a blackout. There's a number of people who say, man, any minute now, we should expect a mass exodus of desperate people coming from Cuba by boats because they need to survive, right? We don't have people coming to the Bahamas by boats, migrants seeking refugee status anymore. They come by plane, it seems. But if there is an influx, what are we doing to counteract that? What humanitarian efforts can we do for Cuba? I've seen the CARA come and saying that they're planning to do aid. And I'm just trying to say, I don't know what type of aid you can offer Cuba. What can we give them? I mean, they're asking for oil. We don't have none. Let's go to the phone calls here. Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. How can I help you? Clear that line. Go to the next caller. You're live now, Carl.
Good morning, C.A.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. You calling for campaign finance reform on this Tuesday?
Yeah, I am calling for campaign finance reform on this Tuesday.
And you think that's going to happen?
It's not necessary if I think it's going to happen. It's that I'm calling for it on this Tuesday.
I mean, it could be whatever it could be, you know. It looks like around the world, whoever got the most money running to be the king. But it didn't work out in the past because some people with plenty of money didn't make it. Anyway, you got to look at history and how it repeats itself. But I don't want to go any deeper than that because we get in trouble. Now let's talk about Cuba. Cuba's country grow food. They got more heads of cattle than people. We got more people than heads of cattle. They got eggs, chicken. They got any kind of thing you could eat, vegetable and fruit-wise. So what they coming here for? Because we don't grow nothing. Now, we could use a couple of them to come and show us how to grow something because we got plenty of land, good land, too, with red soil. I don't know if you ever seen any of that over there in Eleuthera. And in South Andres, we got a soil that's black. And if you mix the two of them together, you probably could grow some top-notch marijuana because people believe that's eating. I don't know why that marijuana and drinking more important than eating. But a country that doesn't have food security, and before food security is energy security, CA, because you got to have a pump to pump them water on them nice seedlings and plants. So a country with no energy security and no food security plan, well, unless you're a carbon neutral crypto smart country, you could be Morocco because they do quite well and they don't do anything either. So I'll leave you with this. 1983, richest country in the hemisphere was the Bahamas, GDP per capita, and that's what they used to lend money. What have we done wrong or right? And why, CA, people aren't going, they're not happy to go to the Middle East, to UAE, Dubai, etc., for the next 2 years. So why wouldn't we capitalize on that and build the Freeport city it was meant to be? Have a good one, bro.
Anybody understand any of that? I mean, did you? Anyway, this text says, good morning, CA. Mr. Bastian is paying for everything within the PLP party. Say vehicles, party favors, shirts, posters, everything, bro. I do not know if that is true. True, I believe he's able to afford it. And if it is his political party, he should be able to donate and say, hey, I'm here for the team. And if you need some extra things, here. Yeah, I believe I have no problem with him doing that. Some people say, but will there be a need for him to be compensated? I see no reason for not compensating him. If he's donating to the party and the party is successful, the party should give him something back. That's how I see it. I have no problem with that. You invest, you're supposed to get returns, right? So this text says, no, you have got sweat. I have solar panels. And perhaps there should be a concentration on importing and erecting and educating Bahamians on solar panels for the next 3 to 6 months, just in case things go awry. Supposedly we should be erecting all government agencies, especially the hospital. I mean, I know if things get bad and expensive. One thing with Bahamians is no matter what the price for oil and gas, we can pay for it because driving is not a luxury. Pushing your business is not a luxury. It's a necessity. So whatever the price is, Bahamians don't park cars. We just drive more when it gets frustrating. Let's go to the calls again. Guardian Radio, AM. It's an open line Tuesday. I have one or two things I'm pushing on the agenda to have you talk about, but the show is yours. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing, T.A.?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
All right. I'm Superman. Listen, I mean to deviate from your particular topics, but one of the things I wanted to mention, and we were talking about it, I think, a little earlier, is the fact of how entertainers and they're not being supported, cultural aspect of what's going on in the country. You know, one of the interesting things I found, and we say that we don't hardly hear Bahamian music, we don't have, you know, places for people to go. I remember just a couple of years ago traveling to Trinidad, and my idea when I got there was, you know, because I love soca, I love, you know, the music and everything. And when I got there, I was there for quite a bit, a couple months. And do you realize that I really heard Trinidadian music played on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
And I found it kind of, and I went to different places just to hear, you know, the Trinidadian music and whatnot. And all I was hearing was American music and whatnot in places where I thought I would get the vibe and whatnot and hear the music. But I think sometimes we think that we're the only ones in the Caribbean where, you know, sometimes our locals, I know Trinidadians love their music, but I was surprised to find out that, you know, it isn't played as much as we think. And I don't know what that says, but, you know, in the Bahamas, like I said before, I think we need to really get more. And I think the biggest problem, and I'd be real with you from what I've heard, is a lot of the entertainers themselves don't work very well with each other. If I'm not headlining, if I'm not this, I'm not that, I don't want to be a part of it, blah, blah, blah. And I think they need to do something about that, and let's see if we can get a unified body on that and move forward, man. Thank you.
I appreciate that. There's a quote that says that culture is dictated to by law. See, there's some cultural things that habits that Bahamians just do. How we see ourselves, how we perform, and how we act is our culture. And there are times that we need to have our culture molded to go in a particular direction or have us react to a particular way. And the only way for that to happen is by true law. Our government needs to intervene. Our culture is not being accepted or adopted or recognized or celebrated, is the best word I can find, because I don't believe we have good leadership regarding culture. If it's mandated that the fish fry only plays Bahamian music, Bahamian music will be appreciated. If you go and make Bay Street a Bahamian music center only, dictated and enacted by law, protocol or policy, the Bahamian music will be celebrated. If the government decide to say, we are encouraging business through whatever benefits to give back, payback for business, to say, at times, we want you to infuse Bahamian cultural events, Bahamian cultural artisans, whatever it is, in your business as your celebration, you'll see that Bahamians will now start celebrating and embracing our culture. But that is done through law. And I don't think that the Ministry of Culture, and maybe, I don't even think necessarily think the Ministry of Tourism should be involved in culture. That's controversial, and that's something I need to hash out. Tourist culture. We work so much that tourism say, man, that's beneficial for us. I want to partner with you. Just that culture is not doing enough, that tourism, it will embrace these things. I think the hotels are eager to embrace Bahamian cultural aspects, but just that the Bahamas and Bahamians are not ready for it yet. Let's go to the phone call because I want someone to challenge me on that, by the way. Guardian Radio AM, your live is open line Tuesday. We talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I have one or two things I want to talk about. I think that we need to have a plan. I'm trying to invite the Royal Bahamas Defense Force between this week and next week. They just came from Haiti the other day. I want to talk about that. But I want to talk about what they plan to do if the Cubans decide to come. If they come in boatloads, do we direct them and say, man, head north? That's where the USA is, head north. Or do we bring them in, fill up the detention center, and then work on sending them back on our dime, right? We might need sponsorship from the embassy. Let's go to call it Guardian Radio AM. How can I help you today? Caller, you're not there? I got to move on, caller. Go ahead, caller. I'm doing well. How you doing?
Yeah, everything good. Yeah, my country right now, Cubans can dig, you know, they can come over now.
You think they can come?
Yeah, because they have all the families from here, you know. All the families from here.
Mm-hmm.
All the families from here. They can come over. So I reckon you can see them coming over. They can, you know what I mean? But they ain't really know how to spot to go over that. You know, once you come here, you're free. You know how I log them. Because every day you get Haitians them coming here. All them Dominicans, they come in here all the time. Enough times I see my boys them who got Asian standing saying, oh, this one yes, it's a new one. No, it's people coming in who probably don't even know about, but don't mind them. They report everything on the news. We will never come outside. You don't believe that?
It can't be that bad.
But, Mono, you think they report everything? Stop. You think they report everything? Robbery? All them different things they report on the news. You know, it's petty crime that's happening there every day, Yuri. You wouldn't even come up when you come off of work, when you get off getting in the morning to gang home, you wouldn't even try to park your car closest possible.
Caller, I would say the Bahamas is one of the safest countries in this hemisphere.
Thought of that when I was a young boy, now I'm 48. That is, what? I know what's going on.
And you and I in set. You grew up in the inner city. You don't think it's safer now than it was safer when you were young enough, when you were growing up, walking the street?
That's the good news. If the baby threatened me again to report him.
Nothing wrong
if
with
the
that.
Baby and papa threatened to kill me, I go in to report him. But I can't just be like, back in the village growing up is to be fist fight, little boy, little pig and everything and all that. You get a lot of cowards now. Yeah. They shooting men and they back. Mm-hmm. When you shoot a guy in the back or sneak up on him, he's a coward.
Mm.
You understand what I got from? He's a coward. The next thing, you're in this country right now, but this country, we're close to the United States. We have a big embassy. They travel a lot. You know where in the world we're supposed to be living? You don't believe he's still in slavery, you know? We're still in slavery. This is new world slavery, and people don't realize that. He's supposed to be in his own way better than this man, Yuri, man. You know, when the world in the Bahamas is better than the Bahamas, where that baby man is hard, be proud of where that t-shirt thing and all that.
Thank you very much, caller. I do agree that we're supposed to be living better because of our proximity to the United States. We need to have more luxuries. We're supposed to be the envy of the Caribbean, envy of the region. And I see that we do have some challenges regarding that. This text says, what Graham said was so deep, you should play it back and dissect it. I didn't understand nothing Graham said, by the way, Texter. The Texter continues, everyone could have had a solar panels by now with the carbon credit money, and we now see it's real. What carbon credit money? What carbon credits, Texter? Yeah, Graham was right. Let the caller know we're not in the Caribbean. We are part of the Caribbean basin and part of the Caribbean community, Texter. Right? Let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
How you doing?
I am doing well. How you doing? It's open line, Tuesday. Wonderful. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, I want to commend someone on Sebastian.
Right? Mr. Bastian.
We need to be more wiser in this country because Mr. Bastian's aim is to be prime minister of this country.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh? That's a good thing, isn't it?
No, I don't think this is a good thing.
Why don't you think it's a good thing? Why shouldn't he have ambition to be prime minister?
I don't think so.
I said, sorry, why you don't think he should be prime minister?
I mean, when you look back where he came from and all that.
Where he came from?
Anyway, we ain't making it. I ain't going nowhere with
you. Nah, you started the conversation. I just asking. You going? What you mean you going just like that? The man hang up on me. Okay. Said, why do you entertain Graham BS? He is clueless. It's be a challenge sometime, caller, but I like Graham, but it's be a challenge listening. I can say that, right? So this texter says, we could send Focal oil to Cuba. Okay, texter. Send Focal oil to Cuba. This texter says, CA, I wonder if you will be able to, will be the hero today and expose the fact that this PLP government is allegedly driving around in expensive vehicles with $1 million buying supporters. That's not true. But yet, won't pay NHI. I know they have some challenges paying some government workers in NHI, but I don't believe what you're saying about $1 million car. And if you know about $1 million car, can you let me know where the car is be? I have some friends still off East Street. I'm just saying. Just let me know in ahead of time. Right? So this one, Texas says, or will be the hero and tell the people to plan for a blackout that could potentially leave us stuck with the same Gestapo government. If you are not a part of the solution, part of the problem, and social media is very, very powerful. This text, I believe, in conspiracy theories. I feel for them. We got to pray for that one. Let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio, AM, you live. Patch that through there, Kermit, for me. Guy in Radio. Go, you live. Go ahead, Carl.
Hi. How you doing, Nuri?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Can't complain. I want to go back to the Freedom of Information Act and
finance reform. It ain't never coming. But go ahead.
Well, now that's something we need to discuss. Because this part of the big is the problem. Nobody gives away money for free.
Mm.
So if you telling me a politician or a potential politician one spend $200,000 and don't expect to get nothing back, then I think you're taking me for a fool.
Yeah.
I can remember Davis, Minnis, Christie, all promised freedom of information and political finance reform. I believe Hubert Ingham as well, but I ain't 100% sure about that one. Right? So all of them know it's needed. All of them know that's what keeping the Bahamas blind, but they refuse to implement it because they could continue doing what is being done politically in the country, right? They don't want you to know what's happening behind the scenes. They don't want you to know who's getting this contract. They don't want you to know, you know, what's going on. And nobody, even if it's a political contributor who give you the money, they're expecting something.
I think they expect. So let me ask you this, caller. Mr. Political Party, you don't believe he deserved to get something back? Like, these are my words now. You don't believe he deserved to get something back?
I don't believe he deserved to get anything back.
What?
Let me explain to you why. And it's simple.
What?
It's simple. It's a conflict of interest.
How?
It's automatically a conflict of interest. The minute I've given you something for something in return,
yes,
and the Bahamian people don't know what I've given you in return, that's automatically a conflict. Automatically a conflict of interest.
There's nothing hidden in this country. They can let him know. Because one thing we got to say about Mr. Bastian, whatever he does up front. He's a businessman. So if he invests, whatever business he owns, he will say it openly. You believe in that he will cloak and dagger. That's not him. I can actually say with integrity, whatever it is, he can do it openly.
So let me ask this question. So would he give the PLP all this money?
I don't know what it is. That's a different question.
Well, no, man, because you say he's doing it openly. So
yes.
If it's open, I should know. Everybody should know it.
The question is, I ask, not exactly what he gets. I say, does he deserve to get some? And I say, yes.
No, but you say he's doing it openly.
Yes.
And he ain't doing nothing behind the scenes. So what I ask is, you tell me what the arrangement is.
There's no arrangement.
Let somebody else tell me what the arrangement is.
But there is no arrangement.
So my point to you is this. So is there an arrangement?
No.
You assuming there's no arrangement?
Well, I only assume what I know. There's no arrangement. He investing, and I say he deserved to get something back.
And now you see why we're in a real dilemma.
I don't like your conspiracy theory.
And also,
you know, what happening right now, we have so much people that the only thing they interested in is to see what they can get personally.
Isn't that all politicians, though?
No, I'm not even talking about the politicians. I'm talking about the Bahamian people.
So it's a cultural problem.
The supporters of the political parties, I'm talking about them.
It's a cultural problem. It's a cultural problem. And how do you address a cultural problem?
I'll tell you what I believe is going to happen. This is a prediction for you. During Hubert Minnis's time, when he said that he wanted political finance reform and freedom of information, when we had COVID, I said to myself, but it's the perfect time to do it. Why? Because you get all this time on your hands. The country closed down. Yeah, that was a massive failure because the low-hanging fruits, what he could have grabbed, he never touched them.
None.
Now let me tell you what can happen. The next political party would get in who address these things. They're going to be in power for 3 to 4 terms in a row. Whoever they're going to be, when they're going to be.
I can let you leave with that, Colo. Because it ain't gonna never happen.
It ain't gonna never happen.
This text says, CA, Mr. Bastian was in charge of an illegal gambling operation. No, he was not. He had an operation that he had numbers, but it was not illegal. We had that debate, right? No one has never charged or arrested or whatever it is, so it's not illegal. And this text says, he is now running for politics because Perry Christie legalized gambling. Perry Christie did not legalize gambling because gambling was not illegal. He wanted to regularize gambling. See, these are key words. Regularize and making things legal is two different things. Regularize means to tax. And legal, gambling was always legal. That was never an option or issue in the referendum. But we just haven't appreciated the wording that was used, right? So, Mr. Christie legalized gambling and Christie eaten good forever. That's a lot of conspiracy theory, but hopefully I was able to educate you, Texter, in regards to the verbiage or the misverbiage that you're using. And a number of behemoths have been bamboozled with words and didn't understand what was happening or what was on top of the agenda and what was being held in the referendum at all. And hopefully you're in something just now so you don't say it again, Colo, Texter. So you don't see it again. This misinformation must stop. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, Nuri.
I'm doing well.
Good. You know, I disagree with the statement made that if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem. I really disagree with that because if I'm not aware of the problem or if I'm aware of the problem, I could choose to don't be a part of it and don't be a part of the problem nor the solution. I don't know why people like to say that.
Let's hash it out. And let's say you have, no, I don't want to use you because you're a good man. I want you to live for a long time. Just say a person had cancer. There's a person who have cancer who's aware of cancer and say they ignore it. There's a person who have cancer who is not aware of cancer and they ignore it. And there's a person who have cancer and aware of it and then be progressive in terms of treating it. Two of them going dead.
Eventually, you're all going dead.
Yeah, no. One, if you treat it, you have a chance.
Eventually, the one who treated can die from some form of cancer because that's the way we progress and move in life.
You have a chance to fight and beat it because you addressed it. Okay. The point is, you said the persons who decided not to be a part of the solution should not be encouraged to participate or criticize.
Yeah.
The idea is, if you're not a part of making it better, the only one solution is, and you become worse.
But Nuri, I could be a part of not getting involved.
Yes, that means the things can become worse.
No, but if I don't get involved, that ain't my problem.
No, the problem lands on you. The problem lands on you.
It don't land on me if I mind my own business.
So
why you want to pin that on me?
In the corner, on the corner of your neighborhood, there is some guys them who is selling drugs, petty drug dealers, and you ignore it. And you say, man, that's not my problem. I'm going home and I can live in my house. But eventually, they can come in your neighborhood and rob you.
Well, you know, those are the guys who I buy it from, so I doubt that can happen.
I shall pray for you.
Yeah, well, I'm only letting you know I'm not a part of this.
I can pray, Lord,
problem,
but I do like you had this good gentleman on the radio. I pray that the Holy Spirit move into his heart and change him.
Change me for what?
So you'll be a better person.
So you want want me to be someone you want me to be and not what I want to be.
I want you to be a better person in the name of Jesus.
You don't know who I am?
I have a discerning spirit.
I got 7 passports. That's why I donate to both parties so I can be taken to both of them.
Lord, I pray that you touch the soul, that he becomes a better person. We're going to take a quick commercial break right now. All the lines are lit up. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri's Open Line Tuesday. We're having discussions, right? One or two things I want to discuss with, and I'm pushing the agenda with. I want campaign finance reform. I think it's problematic. I need people to talk about it. I need people to pressure the government. I need people to pressure the PLP since they're in power now, pressure the FNM since, because they may be in power in a few, who knows? I don't know, right? Even the COI. We need people to speak out and say, we can't continue with this. We can't continue like this. We need to take, join me on the other side. Guardian Radio AM, C.A. Nuri, we'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. Police won't find anybody quick. After something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a lead.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Get set.
Track and field fans, it's that time. Time for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come see the country's finest young athletes in blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition as they look to book their tickets to the 53rd Crypto Games in St. George's, Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. General admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 for a three-day VIP pass. The B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd. Don't you miss it.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. We're continuing the show. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yes, sir. Good day.
Good day.
You know, you said that numbers was never legal, right?
Yes.
That's what you said?
That's what I said. It was not illegal at the time when they had a referendum.
Well, numbers, but numbers was always illegal. You know, you had, remember, you had Jean Tood and Stokes and the Munnings, right?
You know, that's before I was born, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. I would have to do some research.
Okay, okay. What happened is, right?
Let me pause. Let me pause. Right? Let me pause you right there, and then I will yield. See, I'm going to give you some leeway, and let me say yes. Stokes, Percy, Lucky K, and those were illegal, right? Throwing numbers for dice. It had then transitioned to something called online web, where it's a new concept, never happened in the Bahamas before, where you can, in this jurisdiction, get access of playing online games. There's no such thing as online games during Percy, Lucky K, and those. The concept of online gaming was not
ahead. What happened is they took the balls out and call it a web shop.
And web shop again? And hold on. So a web shop again is not illegal.
Right. So let me like you say, you're gonna let me, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the trick was what they said that was because it's a web shop, it's not gambling, it's not illegal. So that in other words, they never took them to court. They should have taken them to court. You understand what I'm saying? They, because of the form change, it's not legal. It's not illegal. You understand what I'm saying? They saying, okay, so you go in a web shop. People do other things in a web shop. They had web shop cafes, right, where you could go and study and, you know what I mean, just be safe. So that's the kind of thing, because they call it a web shop because you could go and do other things. You could just go in there and use computers because many people ain't had computers. Huh? You understand? I mean, like, you see? So to say that they what the gambling, they what it was gambling. Gambling was illegal in the Bahamas. Gambling is gambling. Even we,
and I guess going over again, like I said, they had web shops. Web shops gave you access to whatever you want to do on the web shops. There was no one arrested for owning a web shop in the Bahamas.
Yeah, because they was in gambling, and they made it sound like, hey, we in a web shop, and we gambling, we doing other things.
I just need you to conclude that you agree with me. I just need you to conclude that you agree with me that it was a web shop. And
yeah,
that's why nobody was arrested.
So would you conclude to me that they was gambling in this red shop?
I don't know what they was doing.
Well, the police had to do was go and see. They could investigate and get the evidence that they was gambling in these places they call web shops.
See, my point is, I don't have to assume what the police them had to do. I'm just saying what the police
everybody
did.
Everybody know.
What the police did. Just talk about what the police did.
They was doing that. Their gambling in the web shop was so effective that other people stopped buying, patronizing the people throwing balls.
Yes. Like I said, there's no gambling.
So everybody know that these people was gambling. He did gambling was illegal.
He was not gambling. We just concluded. You just concluded that it was a web shop, and then you go on right back to use the word gambling.
Yeah, they was doing illegal businesses in the web shop.
Who was doing illegal business in the web shop?
But anyway, opinion, because ain't nobody never took them in front of the court.
Because nobody took them in front of the court, you can't bring it up no more. No one took them in front of the court.
Right. So
don't bring that part up no more then.
Okay,
since nobody
thank
took
you.
Them. Yeah, you're welcome. It's just that no one took them. So you can't accuse the man of doing anything illegal because he wasn't doing nothing illegal. It is. You might feel feel some way about it, but he never gone to no court. So don't disparage the man's character. You know, especially on the public airwaves and things. You can't do that. That's why I got to say the word it wasn't. Anyway, let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Boy, CA, let me tell you something. You see why we're in the position we are as Bahamians? Simple explanation, letting the man know that there was no offense in the web shops or anything of that nature back then, because you remember situations where the police tried to raid places, lock up the people, and then a couple hours later had to let them go because they were not breaking any laws that existed at the time on the books of the Bahamas.
That seems simple.
Why is it that that's so hard to understand? And because someone was able to use an intelligent approach to go into a different avenue where everything was done either online or, you know, I just want to know when we can stop just trying to make a point of a non-point because it sounds good, sound bite. Oh, he used to do this, he used to do that. Let me explain something to the average person. What is the difference between you owning an online business out of the jurisdiction of the Bahamas into any building, or not even any building, you could go in your own house and go online and buy the product or the service, whether it's illegal in your jurisdiction, as far as we're talking about gaming now. There are millions of gaming sites that have been online way before our industry here in the Bahamas ever became to the position where it was. People were gambling then, or people were gaming then, online, with jurisdictions out of the Bahamas, because if someone came along now and found a way to do it, why you think about it was no charges? The court didn't even make a suggestion of it. There was no way they could have avoided it, and they had to do something about it so that it can benefit Bahamians. Better maybe understand that or not, because people were, as they used to say, throwing dice and so forth. Now, that's illegal. What is it so hard for someone to understand that the jurisdiction and what was going on during the world?
I appreciate you calling, and thanks for reiterating the point again. I mind you, they can call back. They can call back and say the same thing, but it is what it is. This texter says, good day, Brother Nuri. Yes, the Bahamas can sell focal oil to Cuba, but only with America's approval. Similar to what happened with Venezuela, justified business is justified. So the Bahamas have to cooperate on all levels, Selah, from the Grand Bahama. We listed in Amen. Brother Nuri, gambling or gambling operations by the Bahamians were illegal. Remember, there were raids by authorities and their equipment confiscated. Some persons held before the courts. Okay. If the web were not illegal, then why wasn't the owner allowed to deposit their money? They deposited now. They put deposited now. No laws changed, right? They deposited now. And guess where? Raiding Bank of the Bahamas. Mr. Bastian don't deserve to get back anything back because he's supporting a political party. Yes, the party should pay him back. Okay. That's my family, bro. You ain't got to correct me. Exactly. Caller is correct. Y'all is accept everything in the Bahamas. I'm glad I was educated abroad because this bubble festering. All that is some antics, CA. You know what was going on. So why referendum was put forward? The referendum was put forward in order to regulate it, which means to tax it. Let them go because they was connected. Flowers support a whole party for years. You're all confused. That's what the text says. So let's go to the caller there to get these calls in before we go. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM. You're live. You live? No? Let's go to the next one, Kermit. Garden Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, CA.
Yes, to see it.
Anywhere where you're betting and you're taking a chance, that's gambling, right?
I don't know.
Is
playing a raffle gambling?
You go to a horse race and you put down your money. You're taking a chance. You're gambling, right?
Is raffling gambling?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that illegal?
Okay. So whatever you do, if I offer you to come to my house and put down your money and take a chance on anything, on the games, on anything, that's gambling.
Okay.
So no, it ain't got nothing to do with the platform or
the other day, Rick Fox is raffling off a car, brand new bird type car, right? BRD, whatever, get it, the right word for it. He didn't ask for no money. You put your name inside the deposit thing and you have a chance to win. Did he really gamble? How the people am gambling? Are they taking a chance?
Look here. Putting money on Miami, Chicago, New York, and all that kind of stuff. You never buy numbers?
No, I never buy numbers.
It ain't how you do it. It's the actual doing it, CA.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Offering it. That's gambling.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But nonetheless, they don't get arrested or charged or anything. So
they was reeling them before the court, but you know how it is. They change it and take sides. That's why.
I know that's conspiracy theory.
One body and this one and that one who in charge is complicit in it.
No,
okay?
No caller. I hear you.
Y'all have a nice day.
Yes, let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. You're live.
Hey, what's up, man?
That radio man.
All right, good. By definition, anything that is a game of chance is gambling. We make so much, you know what I find so hypocritical about behavior sometimes? Mm-hmm. We will go out and we will sell raffle tickets. We will buy raffle tickets. Churches will organize a raffle and sell it. But they don't understand the definition of the word gambling, obviously. Because gambling is any game of chance.
My church have bingo. You trying to gambling?
To answer the question, raffling is gambling. Me playing a game of hoopla, that's a game of chance. Me playing dominoes and putting money down, that's gambling.
If I play in raffle, it is by the church, it's ordained by God.
Nope, never was.
The devil's a liar. I can hang you up now, caller, because I don't gamble, but I buy raffle bingo, and I'm not a gambler, and I don't want you ever call me that. You see, you always cause people to sin on this good Tuesday. I never gamble in my life, but I'll buy a bingo. They have good microwave and things. Don't be trying to diminish my person. I don't gamble. I never gamble. I'll play bingo. When I was younger, the older people in my neighborhood used to play Pokino. That's gambling. That's cost too much row and thing. But I don't do that. I don't do that. Tomorrow we're supposed to have guests. Hopefully they show up. We'll see how it goes. It was an interesting and enlightening conversation. I say we need to help Cuba. I don't know how to help Cuba. But I can't be selling no focal oil there. Our oil already expensive. Leave focal oil here. Try to lower that price somehow. We may have to send them some food items or some sort. I don't know. But we need to start having some conversation on whether we should help Cuba. And what can we do to help Cuba? Or we can do some, what did Jamaicans call it? Some bag them out type talk and say things unfair and call it that. And that'll be our contribution by complete all we could do. You know? Sometime when you have the person who's in charge of the playground bullying people, your job is to take your time to come off the monkey bars. But to stay on the monkey bars and get kicked down, it's not a good feeling. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.